We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. We thank you for choosing to spend part of your day with us here on 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege and the honor of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, church that's been around since 1952, two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, two blocks east of Tropical Trail, and about two blocks south of Merritt Avenue. And so you can see us from a helicopter if you look real close. We are glad to bring the Refresh Radio broadcast to you today and look forward to spending this half hour with you. And this is my last opportunity to invite you out to our services this Sunday morning. I am going to be preaching an illustrated sermon. We don't have church Sunday night, so I want to make sure that you're aware of that. No services this Sunday night. It's our fifth Sunday, and we don't have services on Sunday night. So if you would take note of that, we will be back the following Sunday night with services scheduled as usual. We do have our missions banquet coming up in February. I believe the date of that is February the 19th. It's the third Saturday of the month, and it's where we stretch our faith and believe God to do great and mighty things through us. Last year, we didn't quite hit our goal. We had set the highest goal that we had ever set for missions, and we didn't quite hit it, but it was still a phenomenal year mission-wise, and so we thank you for being a part of that. We are going to go into the Word today in Isaiah, the 60th chapter. I will tell you that if you need any work done on your car, or you perhaps need a new vehicle, maybe you got a tax refund that's coming in pretty soon, and you are in need of a vehicle, you can give Joe Terizzi a call at Terizzi Auto Sales and Repair. Their phone number is 636-4910, 636-4910. And they've done great work on my vehicles and helped us purchase a vehicle as well. And so I encourage you to give them a call and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. So we're going to get back into Isaiah chapter 60 today. Looking forward to sharing this word with you. Really am. This is a great passage of scripture. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 8. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 8. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roosts? Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first, to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. We've talked about that verse already. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession, for the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So today and probably on Monday's broadcast, we're going to be talking about these verses here, and I want to address this concept of the allies that God wants to bring into your life, the body of Christ. You know, in the valley of dry bones, the bones became disjointed upon death. But when God was going to command life into them, he commanded them to come back together in alignment with their purpose that they were created for and into connection with the rest of the body. Like I've said before, you are not intended to be a spiritual lone ranger. That is a trap of the enemy. You are a member, a functioning member of the body of Christ. And so I want to talk to you today about when God brings different people into your life, or God brings new people into your life, because when he brings them into your life, he brings them in for a purpose. So we're going to look at some of these aspects here today in verse number 10. So the first part of verse 10 is on one page and the last part is on another. So if you hear my page turning in the background, you will understand why. Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 10, it says, "The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls." So God, as he's beginning to talk to these people who've allowed God to be sovereign in their life and to for his glory to arise upon them, and now all of a sudden they're arising, they are taking their rightful place, the place that God had for them, and they're shining forth for the glory of God, and God begins to bring these people who've never walked in covenant with God before. He's bringing them into their life, and he's bringing rulers into their life, people who are influential people. They're people of authority and power, and they know how to get things done. As he brings those people back into the kingdom of God, and as he brings prodigals and descendants who maybe have been carried off into captivity, and he's setting the captives free, and he brings all of these people back, and we talked about on other broadcasts how the resources come back with them. He tells us here in verse number 10 that the sons of foreigners shall build up your walls. One of the great ministries of the body of Christ is to edify one another. And as God brings people into your life, it is for you to build them up and for them to build you up and to build yourselves up on your most holy faith. It is supposed to be a mutual edification society. A lot of times we get trapped in a mutual admiration society, and we kind of pat each other on the back and all of that, and surround ourselves with people who are just like us, and we stand and admire one another. Sometimes there's a discussion that goes along this line, and that is, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And many times the beauty that is recognized by the beholder is because what they perceive reminds them of themselves. Where the actual real definition of beauty is, we see something in someone else that reminds us of how glorious and how beautiful God is. That should be the real definition of beauty. And so God just doesn't bring people into your life just so there can be a bigger crowd. It is because there is a function that needs to be done. And he brings people in with the skill set that you need. Several years ago, like 15, we only had about 20 or 25 people in the church, and we were trying to do ministry of a church that was a couple of hundred. And what we realized was, and to be honest with you, some of that ministry was very effective, but we didn't have the laborers to be able to pull that off. And it wasn't long before the pastor was showing signs of burnout, and that was me. And the people of the church were showing signs of being in overstretched. And so I said, God, we are willing to do any ministry that you want us to do, but you have to bring in the laborers to be able to do it, because we can't do everything. You know, one of the things that becomes a trap for people is that other people won't do it exactly the way that you would do it. And so if you are a micromanager, if you are a person who absolutely has to control every detail and every measurement, you know, if I'm going to put it in construction terms, if you've got to supervise every measurement and every cut that is done by the construction team, they're not going to stick around long. So there was a time we were working on a project and there was a little bit of a bump in the road, and there were two people, and they were discussing it back and forth. And I was the pastor, and I said, you know what? Those two people are smart enough to figure that out. I'm going to step back out of this situation. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to tackle the situation that I'm equipped to tackle. And so there's a reason why there are various skill sets in the trade industry. Okay. And so there are concrete people, and you hear about JIT Concrete 536-5804. You hear about them all the time. You hear about Wyrick Air Heat and Electric 632-9538. You hear about Creative AC Solutions 759-3284. All of them have different skill sets and different areas where they are experts in. Now, can they do some other things? Absolutely. But they don't do them with a great deal of frequency to where you would necessarily know all of the shortcuts and all of the tricks. I tell the people at our church that the difference between a good idea and a great idea is a good idea comes at the conclusion of a project where you see a way that you could have done it better. A great idea is the exact same idea, only it's at the beginning of the process where it saves you the time. I've been told by some medical people that when you go in for a procedure, your primary care physician has been trained to handle just about every situation, but they may only deal with some of those situations once or twice in their lifetime, where a specialist does it multiple times a week. And so God wants to bring people. He wants to bring people to Merit Assembly of God who are going to be saved, who are going to be equipped and filled with the Holy Spirit. They're going to have a unique gift set that is going to propel us to even greater heights than we have ever seen before. We just earlier this week were reviewing years gone by, and we were about one person shy as far as our average Sunday morning attendance from the best year that we had ever had. And so we're believing that God is going to help us to reach more people in the coming year than he did this year. It's not because it is about, you know, amassing a larger crowd, but it is about equipping people for their function in the body of Christ. Do you realize you can't function without a pancreas? You can't, I mean, now they have mechanical hearts where you can function for a little while with a mechanical heart, but you still need something performing the function of the heart. You need something that performs the function of the lungs. You need something that performs the function of the liver and the brain and every other organ that you have, your skin. You need that skin. If you didn't need it, God wouldn't have given it to you. And I pray that we begin to look at people that God brings into our lives as assets and blessings from God instead of looking at them just as a problem. So here he says, the sons of foreigners shall build up your walls. Second, and their kings shall minister to you. Okay, so there, God will bring people into your life and into your church, into your sphere of influence to build. He will also bring people into your life to serve. To serve. That is what the word to minister means. It means to serve. If I was to break it down into common vernacular, I know that being a pastor is, you're supposed to honor your pastor and things like that. I've got no problem with that. But when you break it all down, I'm not there to be served. I'm there to serve. I'm basically there to equip the body of Christ for the work of the ministry. That is what my function is. And so when you and I begin to recognize the servanthood aspect of not just ourselves, but other people, then church takes on a whole different meaning. It takes on a whole different persona. All of a sudden, we are not there saying, I wonder what I can get out of this service for me today. We come in and we say, I wonder what I can bring to this service today. I wonder if God would do a work in my heart so that when praise and worship begins to take place, that I will begin to worship in such a way that other people will say, you know what, I'm going to set aside all of my distractions and I'm going to worship the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. When we come, we are there to serve. Okay? And in order to serve like Jesus, you can't be a person of pride. You have to know who you are in Christ. You have to know where you've come from. And you know what? I can tell you, I've come from a life of sin. Maybe not the most horrific sins that you ever heard of, but they were horrific enough to keep me out of heaven, except for the fact that Jesus died upon the cross for me. So you've got to remember where you came from. You've got to know where you are going. And that is, I'm going to spend an eternity with Jesus, and he has commissioned me with the privilege of being able to try and take as many people along with me on the journey. Okay? Ministry in the body of Christ is a privilege. Okay? It is not something with a low standard. It is something that we are looking to bring God our best. We've talked about that before. And so God says, as you begin to acknowledge my lordship, as you begin to allow me to bring glory upon you so that you can arise and you can shine into the darkness and people start rallying to the light, you've got to understand that I'm bringing those people not just to gather a crowd, but because I will build my church. Jesus said, I will build my church. And he's going to use you and he's going to use me to accomplish that. And the rest of that verse goes on, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's going to bring people into the body of Christ, and they are going to serve. And so they are going to utilize their God-given gifts. If I was to summarize this particular portion of Scripture, it is this. God wants to call you into the body of Christ so that you can use your God-given, Spirit-empowered gifts that he created for you to use from before the foundation of the world. You know, I don't know if you have ever been in that place where you said, you know, I am exactly where God wants me to be, doing exactly what God has called me to do, but it is the sweetest spot in the world. And until you are fulfilling that role of building others up and building yourself up, don't forget to build yourself up, okay? One of the ways that you can do that is to pray in the Holy Spirit. It says that is a form of edifying yourself, because my wife needs a more edified husband. Not that she needs a different husband. She just needs the husband that she has, which is me. And, you know, she's going to keep me around for a while, I hope. But she needs me to be the best husband I can be. And the way that I can be the best husband that I can be is to be the best Christ follower that I can possibly be. As a result of that, I'll be the best father, I will be the best grandfather, and I will be the best pastor. And so utilize those God-given gifts that God intended for you to use. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's just talk about reality, and that is this. You are called to know those that labor among you. I want to let you know that there is nothing wrong with before people are just turned loose to use their God-given gifts, that you get to know one another. The pastor is admonished to know the condition of his flocks. the Word of God tells us, know them that labor among you. And it just doesn't mean to know their name. It means to know their character, to be, you know, of one accord and one mind. You've got to have that. If we're going to have the commanded blessing of God, there has got to be that. And so I wanted to take you back to 1 Chronicles chapter 12 to conclude here today and begin reading in verse number 16, because David had been anointed king, but yet Saul was still alive. Saul didn't like it, so Saul was trying to kill him. And in verse number 16, it says this, "Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold, and David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, 'If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you.'" Look, okay, let me just draw your attention to that one more time. "If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you." Okay, that was David's goal. It's like, look, I'm open to having you as part of the team. If you are here to help, if you have come in peace, if you've come in wholeness, and you're not looking to injure and to maim and set a trap for me, if you're not looking to betray me, hey, you are welcome. He says, "But if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, listen to what he said. This is going to be one of his most influential leaders. This is what he says. "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you." So David received them and made them captains of the troop. So the first thing that they had to do was they had to get to know one another, and they had to build trust with one another, because they hadn't always been on the same side. Just because you haven't always been on the same side doesn't mean that God isn't working in the situation to bring about a united kingdom. Okay, not the United Kingdom as in Great Britain, but a united kingdom of God, you know, where we are working together. So I don't look at the other churches in the area as competition. I look at the drug trade. I look at the prostitution trade. I look at the strip joints. I look at the all of those things that are unhealthy, life-controlling problems. Those are the things that I look at as the things that I am in competition with. And so David goes out and he says, okay, if you are here to help, if you are here to build, if you're here to serve, if you're here peaceably and not here to instill conflict, one of the things that you will find is that there are some people who will infiltrate the body of Christ that the enemy has intended for them to sow strife and discord. That's in the New Testament. You are going to find that there are people that come in as wolves in sheep clothing. They're not looking to build. They're looking to prevent people from going deeper in the faith. You don't want those people on your team. Okay? Now, if somebody is just a little immature in the process and you can walk with them through the process, great, if they will walk through the process. But David said, before I welcome you into the camp, I've got to know your heart. I've got to know your purpose. I've got to know the reason why you are here. And he said, if you are here to help, great. If you are here to betray, we're going to have a problem. And Amasai, who was one of the chief captains, said, we belong to you. That is what he said. We are yours. We are your servants. We will be your soldiers. We will fight your battles. We will defend your life. We will be a blessing to you, not a liability to you. Those are all the things. He said, we are on your side, O son of Jesse. We want peace for you. We want shalom for you. We want peace for those who help you. for your God helps you. I pray that there would be people that would be gathering around all of the churches, that God would be summoning people together that says, we have recognized God's aid in your life, and we want to be on God's side. He's helping you, therefore we want to help you. Okay? Everything's all fine, well, and good so far. Praise God. You do have to get to know one another. The pastor I grew up under, when he was a young man, he was a Marine, and it was during World War II. And when he went into battle, he told me, he said, there were people who said, if it really gets hairy out there and things start to break loose, he said, you'd better stick close to the man of God over there, because God watches out for him. That's what was happening here with David and these people who were coming to him from the tribe of Judah and from the tribe of Benjamin. They said, God's helping you, and we want to be on God's side as he's helping you. Okay? So, we're down to about 2 minutes here. Listen to this. And it said, so David received them and made them captains of their troop, or of the troop. And so David didn't suppress their giftings. He empowered them to utilize their giftings. Okay, not everybody ended up being a captain. There were some people who probably were set for promotion that ended up getting it left in their place for a while because God was still developing them for a season. And so I want to encourage you that if you're sitting on the shelf, don't get discouraged. God's going to bring you to exactly the place you need to be at exactly the right time. And I'm speaking from authority on this standpoint because my wife and I, we sat on the sidelines for over 2 years. We weren't completely idle. We were doing a little bit of volunteer youth ministry and nursing home ministry. We were very active, but as far as full-time ministry or even part-time ministry, we weren't doing much because we were, you know what I discovered later? I was in the healing process. I was in the recovery room. I was there, and it was a pretty frustrating place. Some time ago I had surgery and I went to move a body part that was still under anesthetic, and it caused me a great deal of pain because it wasn't ready to function yet. And so once God got me out of that, then I was equipped and ready to serve again. God wants to bring people into your life that will help build you up, and you can build them up, that will serve, that will help, that will be a blessing to you. Will you trust God enough to be Lord over your relationships? We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.